time to thrive. Welcome to the Thriveology Podcast with Dr. Lee Bockham. Join us as we explore ways that you can thrive in your life, regardless of what life throws at you. It's your life. Time to live it.
A few weeks back, I was at a conference. This conference was a powerful conference for me, and a lot of interesting things came out of it. But one of the things that I've been reflecting on is the fact that the leader of the conference talked about the difference between noise and music. And what he talked about is the fact that noise, it surrounds us all the time. You go outside and you hear the birds and you hear the construction and you can hear the traffic and all those noises come at us. And those noises are the same things as music with one difference. Music is put to rules. Music is noise pushed through rules and selected. And that began to make me think about a lot of different things. And one of the things that made me think about, there's a completely off the path of what this conference was about, was the way I choose and treat noise in my life versus the way I pull music into my life. And I don't mean noise and music as what hits your ear, but in a metaphoric sense. And what I realized is that there are some similarities here. And what I'm proposing is that we begin to ignore the noise. Not ignore the sounds around us, but ignore the noise. So let me tell you more about what I mean. The other day, I kind of noticed myself. I was looking at an online paper, and there was an article that was interesting, I thought, and I wanted to read it, I thought, and I got interrupted. As I often do, I had to go do something else. And so when I came back to that article, and I looked at it again and thought, what was it that I wanted to see in this article? Why did this article capture my attention at that point? Because at that point, when the second look at it, I had absolutely no desire to read that article. And I noticed that that happened many times. In fact, I began to set up a little thought experiment for myself that I would look at the articles that I thought were interesting and set them aside and come back and see which ones I really wanted to read. What was interesting about it was I realized how few of the first impressions, the headlines and the content really mattered, really was important, really captivated me for a second reading. In fact, what I realized is the articles that captured me the second time really were useful, really were interesting, really were engaging, and the others were just noise. And what I thought about was the fact that so much of our life, we have these rabbit holes that we go down into. You may have experienced it yourself. You start reading some article or looking at something on Facebook or wherever it might be on the internet, and there's a link. And you click that link, and that link takes you to something that may or may not have been interesting, but just below that, there's something else that may or may not be interesting, and you click it and go to it, and it may or may not be helpful, but you find another link, and you click on it, which may or may not be really good, but you click on a link beside that, and down the rabbit hole you go. In fact, sometimes I've noticed that time just kind of goes away. It gets sucked away by those rabbit holes. And when it's all over, I haven't learned much. I haven't gained much in my life. I haven't changed much of my opinion. And all I've really done is chased some curiosities. It makes me feel about, you know, the dog that's always looking at the squirrels, right? Going squirrel. And off they go chasing another squirrel. And another one comes along and squirrel across the yard they go. And there's noise all around us, pulling us from what's really important. So think about noise as all of the voices, all of the opinions, all of the directions that pull you off focus. Now, there may be some opinions that are out there that are important to you and voices you want to listen to and directions you want to follow in your life. And I'm not talking about that because that's kind of like the music of our lives. What I'm really talking about is the noise around us that pulls us away from our music, that detracts from our music. And one of the things I was thinking about as this person was talking about noise and music is that music means that we have to get rid of some things. We have to get rid of the extraneous and we have to get things lined up in a pattern. As I was talking with this leader, and he used that analogy again about music and about writing music. And he said, you know, sometimes you either have it or you don't. And I said, well, you know, if you don't have it, you can still learn the rules of it and you can begin to move in that direction. But you've got to notice the rules. And so for me, that's kind of like noticing the rules of what's important in your life. Do you know what's important in your life? Or have you been so sucked in by the noise around you that you've only been listening to that noise? You've been listening to somebody else's music, perhaps, but for you, it's just noise. My son often gets in my car and he wants to play his music, and I'm happy to let him play his music in my car. But I've got to be honest, as probably every other adult in the history of humanity, whatever their kids are listening to is noise. What I'm listening to is music. And so when I'm listening to his noise, sometimes I don't appreciate what's in there, but he does. And he can tell me a lot about the noise that's in there for him, the music that is there for him. And as he's listening to that music, he's aware of it because it's his music. To me, it's just noise. And it began to make me think about, how do I distinguish those places in me where other people are telling me what I could or should be doing, and where other opinions are coming in and helping me or hurting me and shaping my opinions and thoughts. I've often referred to CNN as chronically negative news, but I'm beginning to think of it as chronically negative noise. It's just noise. It's pulling in a bunch of different opinions. And you can probably notice wherever you watch the news, whether it's Fox or somewhere else, there's a spin on what's coming through there. It's their noise. For them, it's music. But for me, it's just noise. Now, it doesn't mean that you'd have to shut yourself off from the world and ignore all the events in life. But I would propose that a lot of that noise is just that. It's not news. It's just noise. I had a discussion with my father years ago where I told him that I had decided to have a news fast. What I meant by that was that I was going to fast on staying away from news, that I wasn't going to watch TV to watch the news, and I wasn't going to be reading the newspaper, and I wasn't going to be ingesting a lot of news. And that led to an interesting discussion. He said, well, how do you expect to keep up with current events? And my response is, you know, as I've been watching this, as I've been watching the news, I've realized that it's not really current events. That if I go on this news fast, all I'm doing is getting rid of that background noise. Because if you watch news, you're sure to notice a couple of things. One is the leading story is going to be graphically a tragedy, right? And it's going to be followed up by graphically a crime scene. And there are going to be several other different stories that really are about activating your fear. You see, the news companies, they pretend to be reporting all of the news, and what they're really doing is selecting the news that's going to create fear in your brain. Because if we have fear going on, we feel like we have to keep watching, and we feel like we have to keep up with it so that we know what a threat is, even if that threat is across the world and has nothing to do with our world. Now, this is not about putting your head in the sand. This is not about ignoring the fact that there are news things going around the world, as much as recognizing that the noise around us that's telling us about that, quote, news has an agenda. And the agenda is selling advertising and having us watch that advertising. And as I began to think about that, I noticed that that was true with the other noises around me. There was an agenda to the noise. When people were worried about what I might be doing when I was writing a book or writing an article or starting a podcast, that was, in their mind, music, but in my mind, just noise. It didn't really mean much to me. And what I realized is over my lifetime, my parents would tell you that I'm a fairly stubborn person, that what I really do is I have a strong filter on some noise sources, that I really am looking for my music. It's not so much a stubborn place as much as an assuredness of where I think I'm trying to get to. See, you see, I believe we all have that place where we're trying to get to. We all have that place where we plug in our lives and create an impact in the world. The impact zone, as I've talked to it in some of my writings and some of my podcasts, that we're creating an impact in the world, but we can't create an impact if we keep listening to all the noise. If we keep finding ourselves distracted by all of those voices, distracted by all of that noise, because it keeps us away from what's important. Now, there are several different sources of that noise. One source is actually from within you. We all have a very critical place in our mind that tells us what we can't do. It's creating a lot of noise. In fact, our mind is always creating a lot of noise. The Buddhists call it monkey mind, where there's just the constant chatter of thoughts in your head, because that's what a mind is designed to do. It's just designed to give us lots of thoughts. Those thoughts, some of them are helpful. Some of them propel you in the direction you want to go, but a lot of them is just background noise, and yet we get suckered into it. I often talk to people about that inner voice. You know, they tell me about how critical that voice is. They'll tell me what they're thinking. And I'll remind them that exactly what they're thinking. If somebody beside them was saying it, they would never have anything to do with them again. If a friend was telling us what our mind tells us, they would no longer be our friend. And yet we listen to it all the time. We let it play on and on. Our mind is not always our best friend, and our mind is not always telling us good stuff. It's noise a lot of the time, and we have to create an ability to distinguish which one is noise, so we let it go, and which one is important, so we embrace it and listen to that music. So the inner voice is one of those places that the noise comes in. Another place is others around us. Sometimes people are fearful. Sometimes people have expectations of us that are not our own. The fearful is that people want us to, you know, everybody want the loving people around us want us to be successful. And so maybe you were raised with people telling you what you should do because of some skill they saw within you. Maybe you should be an attorney or a doctor or an athlete or something because that was what they saw within you. And so sometimes it's because they want you to touch on your skills. But sometimes it's because of their own places of insecurity and pressure that maybe they thought they should have been the doctor, the attorney, the athlete. Something was within them that pressured them to pressure you. And so you followed that noise only to find yourself in studies that were not of interest to you, in professions that were not of interest to you, in jobs and lives that were not of interest to you because the noise you confused with the music. And so those voices around us can be very loving, but they can also just be noise when we start listening to them and ignoring our own inner music. And then there's the media. The media is always there to stir us up and scare us and tell us that it's the wrong time to get a college degree. It's the wrong time to start a company. It's the wrong time to have kids. It's the wrong time to get married. It's the wrong time to live in our world. Or we can recognize that that's just what the news does. That's just what the media does. It creates these places for us to decide, is it noise or is it music? Sometimes we hear stories that make us aspire to greater things, that move us to greater goods. That's music for us. But when we listen to that negative, when we listen to the stories that are just the background of all of these places that we have no capacity of controlling, no capacity of changing, it's just noise. So there's some questions you may want to ask yourself just to think about where your music is, not where the noise is, but where your music is. What are you about? What's your life about? And there's an answer that each of us have. And sometimes we get lost in other people's message and other people's life. But this is about finding where you belong in the world. What are you about? Not what did your parents think you were about, or what did your friends think you were about, or what did your teachers think you were about, but what are you about? What's the music within you that you need to let out and let the world hear? What are you trying to move towards? What are the goals you have in your life? What are the aspirations you want to move towards? What do you want to be remembered for? What do you want to be? What kind of person? What kind of career? What kind of parent? What kind of friend? What do you want to be in the world? Who do you want to be as a spouse, as a friend, as a parent, as a child? Who do you want to be in a greater sense? And where are your passions? Because almost always we let those passions be kind of the background and they're the music. We always make them kind of the noise, but they're the music. When we're passionate, we follow those passions, whether it's as a career or whether it's as just an avocation, something we're interested, a hobby, an interest. But those passions draw us towards energy and draw us towards who we're truly meant to be. Those passions pull us towards the music. Music and noise are separated very much by passion. Noise has no passion. Music is always passionate. So what is your music in there? Where are the passions within you? What noise do you need to ignore? Let's talk about two layers of that you need to ignore. One is the noise. You can always tell what's noise because it's always critical, it's always negative, and it's always fearful. Noise tries to prove what you should be by being critical of what you shouldn't be and being negative about the dangers that are behind everything and being fearful. And really, that's what it's all about, that the noise is about fear. Whether it's the media stirring it up or a concerned parent or a concerned friend that you're going down the wrong path in life, you might want to step back and ask, are they wanting me to move towards something aspirational, or are they just fearful? Sometimes friends and family give us great feedback. They see us moving in a self-destructive manner and say, hey, I love you. I don't want you going down this road. But sometimes the reason they want that road is because of more about fear than about the road itself. Maybe you see yourself as writing a great book, and people around you are saying, you know what the chances are of getting that published? You know what the chances are of that being a bestseller? You may know those already, but there's their fearful voice. But within you is your voice, not their noise, but your voice. And your voice is very different. Your voice, you can locate it by looking for what's aspirational, what's moving you to something greater. Never does our voice, our true voice, take us to a lower point. Our true voice doesn't take us to baser things of addiction and hurtful things to other people. Aspirational voices that are within us pull us to something higher, bring something else into the world, to do something that makes humanity a better place, the world a better place. When you locate that, you've located your voice. When you find that voice, you're going to find that it's tied to some passion. Now, that passion may be activated by seeing things around you that disturb you, but the aspiration pulls you out of that negative and critical towards something that is passionate and hopeful. Because hopeful voices are what we need in this world. So when you locate that place of hope and aspiration, you'll know you found your voice. Which brings us to the final piece of that. It will be a powerful voice. Those who locate their voice and cut out that noise, find their voice booms the music of their life, booms the music of where they need to be, booms moving them in the direction of their dreams. Where is your voice? What noise do you need to turn down? What noise do you need to ignore? And what pieces of the noise do you need to turn into your music, to your voice, to the place you need to move? This is Lee Balcom wishing you a thriving life.
Listening to the Thriveology podcast. Thank you for listening. If you want more information, visit us at thriveology.com or at thriveologymagazine.com. Remember that Thriveology is spelled T-H-R-I-V-E-O-L-O-G-Y. It's your life. Time to live it.